Watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. Now, to continue our discussion about Malaysia's participation in the global COVID-19 vaccine access plan, we have joining us on the show tonight Sangeeta Shashikant. She's a legal advisor for Third World Network, which looks at issues relating to equity in trade, technology and development. Sangeeta, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight.
Thank you very much.
Taking into consideration the reality of vaccine nationalism and the free market principles by which pharmaceutical companies operate, is this COVAX facility the best deal that Malaysia and countries similar to us can hope for in terms of access to a potential vaccine?
Thank you very much. Clearly, COVAX is being discussed quite a bit at the international level. I think the challenge we have is there are quite a few uncertainties and a number of questions unanswered around COVAX. And I think these are some of the issues that we need to highlight, even if as Malaysia is participating, for instance, around transparency, its design, accountability, pricing. And then there are real issues around vaccine nationalism. For instance, a lot of countries are entering into bilateral deals, right? So the question is, to what extent companies are able to deliver on their commitments to COVAX, because a lot of bilateral deals are being signed, and the supply is limited. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty around that issue.
Sangeeta, what about the kind of leveraging power that Malaysia has? A small, medium-sized country with a reasonably small population. We do have things like compulsory licensing and legal structures to perhaps play into the question of how do we balance our actual leverage against many other countries and pharmaceutical companies. How would you kind of characterize our strengths?
So as Malaysia is discussing the terms of the COVAX, I think it can leverage in terms of ensuring, firstly, more transparency. I think one issue that has really raised concern internationally is that the entire design of COVAX, it has not really gone through proper inclusive discussions at the international level. It's led by Gavi, and it's basically decisions that the Secretariat of Gavi and the Board of Gavi have made. And so there are a lot of issues around transparency. There are a lot of issues around how is COVAX going to handle the bilateral deal? So we can bring more transparency into this. So, for instance, as Malaysia is engaging with COVAX, it can demand for more transparency. For example, in terms of what deals are being made, what are the terms of the deals. For instance, COVAX has signed a deal with AstraZeneca, and until today, no one knows the terms of that deal that they have signed. Then there is the issue of pricing. A lot of countries, there is uncertainty, as it was mentioned earlier, there's uncertainty as to the pricing of the product. So the question is, what kind of price will be put in place? There is a lot of concern that companies will implement tier pricing. Companies will be allowed to profiteer from a global public health crisis.
Right. Sangeeta, if I may interrupt you, I just want to clarify that you mentioned Gavi being the vaccine alliance. And I want to ask you, you brought up transparency and said that Malaysia should negotiate for more transparency. Are there other countries who are also concerned about transparency and putting the issue of transparency on the table in their negotiations?
I hope so. I mean, civil society have definitely raised the issue of transparency, inclusiveness, the whole issue of accountability, governance structure, whether the governance structure is going to be inclusive and representative. Just to come back to the pricing issue, for instance, there is no clarity on what prices will be put in place. So Gavi has said basically they will perhaps opt for, companies may opt for tier pricing, and this may mean that different prices in different countries. But what we know is countries are pushing for a flat price that can be applied across the board. I mean, we are in a totally unprecedented global health crisis, And I think companies should not be profiteering from this crisis.
Sangeeta, I think many of us would agree with you about the question of profiteering. But the issue also, as you say, is unprecedented. We don't know, actually, whether there'll be a vaccine. This is on the presumption that a vaccine is found and discovered. So are there a lot of unknowables that make it actually difficult to make demands about pricing now on a thing that might not even pan out in the next 12 months? How do you make the how do you insist on those particulars and transparency in a rather uncertain scenario?
So as different contracts are being signed by companies, I think there has to be certain conditions attached to the contracts that are signed with companies, and COVAX has to make a commitment to transparency. So for instance, how is the price going to be set? What is going to be the production price? Is there going to be transparency in production price? Are the details of how the price is being set going to be revealed? I think these are some of the basic issues that need to be addressed as we move ahead with COVAX.
Sangeeta, let's explore the tiered system. Correct me if I'm wrong, but hasn't the tiered system benefited poorer nations? Isn't that the way? You charge more for high in countries that are more affluent and lower prices? Or is that, if I'm misunderstanding what a flat rate might be?
Yes, yeah, sometimes prices are charged at a very, very high price. It does not mean necessarily poorer countries have low prices. We also know a fact that sometimes poorer countries have quite high prices because the companies are only targeting to provide treatment for a select, the elite population in that country. So it's not necessarily the case that poorer countries will have lower prices. I think, but the more important fact is that there should be transparency with respect to how price is going to be set, and in particular, transparency with respect to the production cost in the manufacturing of the vaccine. And very important to note is that, you know, in a lot of the manufacturing happening now, a lot of the R&D that is happening now is heavily funded by taxpayers' money. So I think there is an obligation to transparency and accountability by companies, but also by COVAX.
What about compulsory licensing, Sangeeta? Is that something that Malaysia should hold on to, both for the vaccine and also in terms of therapeutic drugs for the treatment of COVID-19?
So compulsory licensing is a very valid legal tool that Malaysia has under international law. It is there in the patent law. And where it is necessary, Malaysia should be using compulsory license and other flexibilities that are available in its intellectual property laws as well.
Okay, well, Sangeeta, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. We really appreciate your time as well as your insights. We're going to take a quick break here on the show, but after this, we'll come back to our studio guest, Dr. Kor Sri King, and discuss more about Malaysia's participation in COVAX. Stay tuned.